Satan. He will do everything he can to make you question everything, even the one thing God just told you to do, even the blessing he gave you. 5 minutes later, he will make you question it. Even the job he blessed you with, he will make you question it. The marriage, he will make you question it. Hold on. What did you tell me? Remember what he has already done. Amen. Amen. He just wants us to know him a little better. Amen. Knowing the King's seal. I read that yesterday. Whatever you're going through, you know, God, is this you? Is this just Satan? Is this just me? You know, what is it? What is it? You need the King's seal. Seal is something when you've wrapped up a letter, you know, Hallmark gives them out, and you put the little gold seal on it, and then you can give it away. It's his approval. It's, yeah, you're struggling right now at your job, but my seal is on it. I've approved this. So here's your victory right here. So you hold on to this. No matter what's going on, you hold on to this. Satan's going to try to make you crazy. He's going to try to make you busy. But you hold on to this, Kristen, because this is the King's seal. It's done. It's done. You can wave this in Satan's face because you already know the answer, the end result. You already know the victory. Don't let him make you question the victory. Amen. Hold on. Hold on. Chastening is a poor English word. A better word is child training or discipline. You cannot help anyone who is suffering from growing pains. You must stand aside and see them go through. Yep. Especially when you know the answers, or you've gotten a prophetic word, or, you know, you've been praying and praying and praying and praying for the person. Hands off. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, through numerous and various directions, this growth takes place by the painful exercise produced by the way the Lord is dealing with you. Disciples were chosen that they might be with him in order to learn. In order to learn. That is discipline, learning. We're not in trouble. We didn't make a mistake. We're just learning. We're just learning. I don't know anything. I'm just learning. We do learn through suffering. Even the Lord Jesus was made full grown in this sense, complete through suffering. We take the same way until full growth. It is child training, discipline, learning by way of experience. I just told Pastor this morning that I read something yesterday that children, but I also see it as anyone that we encounter. The purpose was to shine a spotlight on your areas where you need to grow. Children do that really quick. Husbands and wives do it too. We can't be afraid to grow and to learn. Can't be afraid to learn. But maybe the way I did it yesterday is not the right way. Maybe the way I'm doing it right now is not the right way. Maybe I just need to dance right now. This is chastening. He chastens those he loves. That's not in there. I just added that. He chastens us because he loves us. He wants us to learn because he loves us. Making us sons out of children. Full-grown men out of infants. T. Austin Sparks. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this moment. Thank you, Lord, for this moment.
Nevertheless, it was very, very good this morning. You know, we, it seems like trouble's around us, but it's really the Lord. And so he's starting to command our lives. And when you get in the spirit, it doesn't matter about the trouble. And really those songs and the grace that was in the house, were kind of getting to another place in the spirit. And that's why they started to ring like that. And so the lesson is that we, even when you sing, you want to be singing and praising in the spirit, you know, not just by mere emotionalism, but in the spirit of God. So it's important that we have those times like that and get past ourselves. And so this morning, I do want to talk to you this morning about something really, really important, that we want to live in the spirit. And you know, one thing we have is that still have that, we have that old man. He can swim, and we got that old man. And you know, so this is the house that's growing spiritually. This is the house that doesn't. We want to get blessings so much that they overcome us, and we can scatter them through the land and his glory through the land. But we want to grow also, as Kristen said and how she read the quote. We want to grow. We want to grow spiritually. And so this is the house that's growing spiritually. This is the house that the Father has his mind and heart on. This is the house that he selected. And so one of the great things of his heart is to see us grow as children into maturity, just like you want to see your children grow into maturity and take responsibility. God wants to see his children the same way. That's what chastisement means, or child training. He's a good, good father, not just because he pours out material things on us, but it's because he's bent on training you and me. And as the quote said, you know, you go through some things and nobody can help. You know, you want somebody to help you and carry you. And God says, no, you got to grow up spiritually, right? You have to depend on me. And so even like when our battles come, you know, the big issue is when we fight, so to speak. The victory really is already won. So we have to learn to be quiet and be still and let him do the battle. Okay, that's what victory is. So, but, you know, we have a little saying, we found the enemy and it is us. Okay, so we have this diabolical enemy, very, very bad, mean, crafty, ferocious, willing to take God's glory at any hand, and it's not the devil. It'd be you. It'd be me. And so I've got to talk about that some this morning. I sent out text during the week. I got a really good answer back from one of them. You know, until God can reveal us to us, we really can't grow spiritually. We really can't, we really won't allow the Holy Spirit to possess us. And command our lives. And so the whole thing with spiritual growth is allowing him to take over. But then he has an enemy. It be you. Okay. And so I want to go through some scenarios so that we can grow. Because believe it or not, Satan's not your real problem. Your real problem is you. Do I have a title? Oh, the power of the natural man or the flesh, right? So we still have this natural man with us. And so what, you know, his God, the Father, I'm going to call him your Father. He's your Father and you're his little baby and he has to grow you, right? So he starts you off with milk. He puts a bottle in your mouth and you whine, he blesses. You whine, he blesses. But then by the time you turn five, so to speak, he's not going to do it that way anymore. Okay, you're going to whine and nothing's going to happen. And you're going to say, where is he? He's saying, I'm waiting for you to stop whining. Or else you're going to be 25 and still whining. You know any Christians like that? 25 and still whining? Maybe you, right? So here's God. See, he's bent on growing you up. No matter what, he's bent on growing you up. He's bent on growing you up. So, you know, you can go 100 years of whining and he won't move off of that. You can go to your grave whining as a baby Christian and he's still never going to move. You could live 40 lifetimes. You can live 40 years in the wilderness, 40 generations. 45 generations, 1,000 generations. He will never change his position on that, right? So you will crawl with pampers on the rest of your life as far as he's concerned until you come up to his way of growing you, okay? And so this is like extremely important because there's a multitude of immature Christians that roam the earth, right? And really, so, you know, blessings are good, but that's all they want is a blessing. Just give me a blessing. You know, babies get blessings, right? But then God said, I need some people that's going to start worshiping me in spirit, that's going to go through child training. And Rocky put that quote in there, so she must have known what I was going to minister this morning, that would go through child training. And that who will start to become mature spiritually, right? Who will put more confidence in the spirit than they do in the flesh. Who will start to walk in the Holy Spirit. Who will allow the Holy Spirit to make the decisions for them and with them. Instead of them making them themselves. They will lose their lives and let him start to take over their thinking, their actions, and how they live. How they talk, how love answers problems and not your flesh, you know. That takes the Holy Spirit. That takes a life from another realm. That takes a being resident in another realm and starting to let the Holy Spirit take charge and move us the way he wants to do. You know, that's a drastic order change. It's day and night. Okay. So when we get born again, we still have that fleshly man. And he went somewhere. He was up there a second. So here's your Father stretching out his hand and his word to us today, right? Right. I want to train you. You know, the quote talked about how the disciples were students. They were teachers, right? I mean, they got taught. Listen, they never went to a formal school. Never. These are the apostles, Rob, that never went to apostle school. And really, you didn't need to give them a title because the title came from heaven. The title was living in them, right? The business card was living inside of them. It was a life on the inside. It wasn't something that they had to present to you. So here's, I'm Apostle Gary, right? Because it was living inside. So here's God teaching them. Can you imagine God teaching you? Because He has to teach us every day because that flesh, that old man is so strong. He is stronger than you think. You would be amazed at what you would do. If the circumstances presented themselves the right way, you will be amazed at what you would do. You say, I would never do that. Don't you ever say that. Because you'll be amazed what that old man would do. What he would go through to get his own way. Right? Have you had children? It's amazing what they'll go through to get their own way, right? They'll flip on the floor. It's going every day. I'm talking about every day. And you saying no ain't going to change anything. And God telling you no not going to change a thing. You go to the other parent, right? I'm getting some help up here. I'm trying to make us learn us by the Spirit of God, right? And so it's all through the Bible. I'm getting there. So, you know, we cannot be, I'm going to say this, we cannot be an immature Christian any longer, right? My purpose is not to live on the earth and get my way. That's not my purpose, especially not in God. My purpose is his purpose. And so I have to break my own idea of purpose and so that his can kind of come in. So I'm going to take you through some things because God's dependent on us. God's dependent on Tijuana. God's dependent on Tijuana to come through. Listen, and not to spend, you know, it took 11 days from out of Egypt across the Red Sea to the promised land. 11 days. It only took about 11 days if they, you know, they walked it. What was the problem? It was them. Listen, Satan is not even mentioned. Not even mentioned one time. He's not even mentioned in there. We fight a different way. See, the problem is when you start to try to fight with human strength. You know, it's like the guy you like to read, he tells a story, Spurgeon. Tells a story. He had, a leader's class. And he told him, I want you to come with a sermon. And one guy came with a sermon on Ephesians chapter 6. Fight the good, Put on the whole weapons, Put on all armor. You got to fight, You got to fight. But see, we fight in a different way. And said the guy came up and he wanted to bring forth an analogy. So he came up with a sword and a shield and armor and all that stuff for him. Came up there so dramatic, And he come up, he said, "Where's the devil?" And Spurgeon said, "The devil's under that armor." It's very, very true. It's more than an analogy. It's very, very true. The devil is underneath. Thank you, Raquel. That's exactly right. See, all we have to do, here's the Holy Spirit. Here's your Father from heaven saying, I'm just trying to flatten you. So you can stop trying and that you can understand how impotent you are in this whole walk. You have zero to give me. Zero. Unless you start to die to yourself and take up your cross, I can't work through you. See? Take up your cross. How often, Valisa, how often do we have to take it up? Daily, right? Every day the baby cry. Every day the baby cry. All day, every day. All day. Every day, Zaire is going to kick up a little something. Oh, I don't say that. But he has a child trainer. Okay. All day, every day. So grandma, great-grandma is going to bring him to maturity. Through the Holy Spirit. Amen, Tony. So here's God saying, I'm going to bring you to maturity. I'm going to bring you to maturity. You can't push back on my discipline. You can't push back on my teaching. So this morning I'm going to teach you the power of your own flesh that you don't even know about. Right? Because, see, this is more than we can ask or what? Think. This. So Stan, he's my deep friend. Stan is worse than he thinks. I know that doesn't sound right. His wife's kind of smiling. I'm worse than I think. See, you don't know how bad you are, Pastor Mike. You don't know. So God has to keep revealing stuff to you all the way through. Because when Adam fell, he fell a long way. I mean, he fell a long. It's unimaginable what Adam could do. And so, the more God can reveal Mike to Mike, the more Mike will stop trying to do on his own. And so you know what really prayer is? You getting quiet and finding out where you are in the way. God's not going to change. He's not going to change. He's not. So you want to go to prayer and twist his arm a little bit. So do some little manipulation. God, you know this, that, and the other, you know. Are you going to do some balling? Okay, soon. It's like Pastor Jerry. I love Pastor Jerry's stories. It's like she's balling. The Holy Spirit said, you done yet? Because that's what flesh does. That's what that old man that's still in you wants to get his way or blame somebody else or blame the church or blame, you know. Why are you blaming the church? And that I'm perfect, first of all. And then people stop going. Why you stop going? Okay, leave if you got to leave, but you can't stay out. You got to go find somewhere. The point is, find somewhere that's going to mature you spiritually. That's the point, okay. So listen, I'm gonna, you know, I hope I surprise you with this stuff, but you know, God, it's almost like when He's teaching me, He's like, see what I'm telling you, see what I'm telling you. I'm like, oh, that's why that's written like that, because it's, you know, Abraham was a person, he had flesh like you and me, and so here's God, Pastor Jerry, here's God calling Abraham. And he said, get you out of your country. Get you out of your country. See, here's God trying to get him from the natural to the spirit, by the way. I'm going to get you from the natural man, the old man, to the spiritual man. He's the father of our faith. So God wasn't just trying to bless him. I need someone that's going to become my friend. He's going to become my friend. I'm looking for somebody who can grow up. You know, your baby is your baby. Your friend's something different. So here's God taking a natural man, but going to do past what he can ask or think, just like you, just like you, just like you. I want to do this just for you the same way. He's just your example. I'm going to take him out of the natural, and I'm going to take him to a land of milk and honey. Right, and I'm gonna bless them that multitude, every nation on the earth. Yeah, this is spiritual. Every nation on the earth is gonna recognize my friend. So he says, "Get out, Abram. Get out your land and go to the place I tell you to." And then, as soon as you read that, okay, here comes Abraham's father. Here comes Abraham's nephew, here comes Abraham's family. They're all going out, and they in Genesis 12, they go to the land of Haran. Terah was T-E-R-A-H, Abraham's father, and then his brothers, he had Abraham and two other brothers, all of them coming out, and his nephew, all of them coming out. And God said, I want you, Abraham, to go. So you see, listen, The natural man does stuff you don't even really know why. You just figure that's natural. It's just natural. I'm going to take my dad. Matter of fact, the scripture says Terah took Abraham. So Terah was his dad, must have said, you know, there's some blessings going on with my son. And something's going on. I'm going to. Right? But God didn't tell him. He didn't tell him. So he calls him. You can read it. You can read it. Read it. This is Genesis 12 and 13. So he calls them, and they all go. All of them go. All of them go out of the Ur of Chaldees. And then they go to Haran. And they stay there until Terah dies. Nothing happens. The scripture says Terah lived for 200 and some years. Nothing happens. She said, he's my flesh and blood. That's your problem. That's how strong the natural is in your life. 200 years, something or years old. And didn't say how long they were there, but we know he lived long. And the scripture brought out how long Terah lived for some reason. Nothing happened. As soon as he died, get you out. Get you out. See, this is how the Father's not going to move on his way. You're going to learn. It's like you said, we didn't fail, but we learned. You better learn. You know, the problem is some people never learn. The spiritual is always higher than the natural. Are y'all listening to me? So God has a spiritual purpose for this man, Abram. And Abram said, I'm going to take the old family. What's the harm? Well, we're going to stay right here. We can't move. You know why you can't move forward spiritually? Because you're still holding on to natural stuff. Why? You know, this is kind of like hard lessons, right? But his father asked for something. He asked for people that's going to grow spiritually, but I got to take my worldly daughter with me. And God's saying, take her, but we ain't going nowhere. Read Pilgrim's Progress. Read Pilgrim's Progress. I don't know if we got any. Read Pilgrim's Progress. It's a classic for a reason. So here we're Rainey, we're spiritually learning. We're learning hard lessons, you know. You know, to God they aren't hard. To God say, you know, I'm trying to teach you that the natural man and the spiritual man always fight against each other. Always. The flesh wars against, you got to remember that, right? The flesh wars against the spirit, and the spirit wars, not just kind of tinkers, not just sort of play patsy like Luke, war. I want my way, and I'm going to keep, and listen, and it really happens when we start to get to religion. You know how religious your flesh is. You'll come up with a quote so fast. It's got no life in it. But that's just your flesh trying to say, I know how to be spiritual. And it doesn't. It always fights God. See, this is all the whole thing in Romans 6, you know. This is all Romans. You know, he's been trying to teach us, I want a grown-up church. But they have to learn the power of the flesh, see. And I can't progress them spiritually toward the spiritual promised land where, you know, blessings will flow and all my will is being done and things until their flesh gets out the way. That's why you got to take up your cross daily, okay? So his Abram, okay, after his father died, okay, now can we go? Because I have a land for you that's more than you can ask. It's so high above you. It's, you know, it's God in the heavenlies. It's God in the heavens. You can't imagine what's in store for you. Listen, you don't even have to fight your own battles. I got those. But you have to learn that even because you keep wanting to fight for me. That's your flesh again. Right? But you don't know what they did to me. See, that's your flesh. Listen, I'm going to walk in love, but you know. See, that's just your flesh. So God said, okay, let's go, let's go. Here, Rob, here he goes. He goes again, but he take Lot still. See, y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? So he takes Lot. See, so Chris, what's that analogy of flesh and spirit? Abram, Lot, flesh and spirit, Abram, Lot, right? They're going to fight. I don't care if he's your uncle or your twin. It doesn't matter. Flesh and spirit are going to always fight. See, these are the crises that you're going to find in life always. Flesh and spirit. God, why am I not moving? Why can't I understand? Why can't I grow? What's happening? Why is this happening in my life? Because you still have flesh points that you won't let go. I'm not talking about sin, guys. I'm just talking about flesh points. I'm just talking about, I still like this over here, or I still want to do this way. You know, I've learned it like this when I was coming up in church, and all it was flesh, but you learned it in church. And you got to give it up. You got to give it up, right? People say, why don't you do here? This here, PWM, because all I can see is flesh in it. You tell me some spiritual life in it, man, let's go. But as long as Lot's in there, I ain't not going. No, Lot's in there, I'm not going. Well, you hurt that feeling. Lot, like, he gets his feelings hurt. It's still Lot. See? And it's a little hard cut off, but you got to do it or you're not going to grow, see? And so he said, let's go, Lot. He took Lot. Your natural man is going to always fight against the things of God. I'm telling you. And then, and God's going to bring you to the crisis. You know why you can't go any further? You hit a bump. You hit a bump. Okay. That's okay. Listen, Chris, we're learning. It's okay. We're learning. But you got to learn it. It's all right. We're being trained, but you got to let it go. I'm just trying to tell you what's going to happen. See? By the way, this is all over the Bible. This is all over the Bible. And I wondered why did children of Israel take so long to get out of that daggone wilderness? And I realized this, you know. In Exodus 12, here they come out of Egypt. God got these promises for them. You know what it says? Some of them Egyptians came with them. Had a mixed multitude. Your natural man said, you ain't going, I ain't losing control. Yeah, you got away from Pharaoh, but I still got some natural attachments in your midst. But you know they were crying to get back. See, it happens before you know it. It seems like the right thing to do. All they want to do is get out and be blessed and be a part of it. You know what they really want to do? See? And so he takes Lot. I ain't finished with Lot, Rain. Because really, there's some Lot in us. Hey, amen. Let the baby cry because it's... Yeah, it's helping bring the message, you know, because that's what we do. He helped me. Isaiah helping me. Listen, it says in Genesis that Lot's servants and Abraham's servants start to fight, squabble over like the water hose, and you know. You start squabbling. It's going to always happen. If it wasn't that, it would have been something else, right? Because Lot's a natural man. Lot's a natural man. So they squabble. The natural and the spiritual are going to always squabble. This God's trying to get Abram to the promised land. To promise land. To higher things. And he's got Lot with him. So, oh, my goodness. You know, Lot was a bane to Abram's life the whole time he lived. And that's how your flesh is going to be to you. The whole time. The whole time. You can blame so and so and so, but I'm telling you, there's something in you that's in the way. You know, you can have a good spiritual day and you're doing really good. You're feeling the joy. And then that old man said, wait a minute, I'm left out. I need some place in this. Let me add to your spiritualness because I know how to do this stuff. So then you got to learn, say, no, that's just me trying to get attention to me. These are hard lessons, man. But to grow, that man's got to be put down. It's like the quote we read, you know, we thought we killed the natural man in the waters of baptism, but we found out he could swim. Martin Luther. Thank you, Ron. It's absolutely the case. It's God trying to grow you up, right? I'm talking about for eternity. I'm not talking, you know, this life is one thing. Thank God he can bless us in this life, but I'm talking about eternity. We know we got eternity. What we do in eternity has a direct attachment to what we're doing now. And he's going to prove to Satan, yeah, I can get him born again and I can grow him spiritually too. Right? So here he is. Lot, they fight. They fight over the Lot's servants and Abram's servants. They fight. And Abram said, like, no more of this, no more of this fighting stuff. Come on. And so he finally said, okay, Lot, we got to separate. And God finally getting something done to him. Abraham finally figured out, I got to separate from this man. That's his crisis. You got to go. He told Lot, okay, you know, this is all this land's before us. You look and see whatever you want. You take the best part of it. You take the best part of it. I'll take the rest. But we got to separate. And you know what Lot did? Lot looked around. Looked for where there was the most plentiful, good looking. You know what the flesh walked by? Always. He looked around, said, he saw that land that was sprawling with blessings, you know. Y'all know how those blessings really attract us. We that prosperity movement, kind of, that was a lot in us came out. That's exactly right. As soon as we heard it, we said, oh, my God. So I'm going after it, right? Nothing spiritual in it. See, that old man. It looked at it, saw it. But do you know where all that blessing was? Right there outside of Sodom. He looked towards Sodom. Camped outside the city of Sodom. See, here's your natural man. Next thing you know, he was in the city of Sodom. Next thing you know, he was standing at the gates in Sodom. In other words, he was a city councilman in Sodom. And then when the judgment came, the angels had to pull him out of there. He didn't want to leave Sodom. Matter of fact, he got some kings went into Sodom and kidnapped him, and Abraham had to come get him. Got him, he went right back into Sodom. We all got some Sodom. We all got some Lot in us. Are y'all following me? In other words, you know, Pastor Jerry was prophetic when she was up here. You know, this is how we pray on our knees. When we get on our knees, we sense heaven. Somebody said that. Listen. Unless we start to get on our knees before God, Lot's going to start to surface out of us. Whether you think it won't happen or not. Because he's so strong. That old man's so strong and so crafty and so powerful that, you know, your way out is God, I can't stop him, but by the grace of heaven inside of me. Okay? So his God growing up, Chantel, growing her up. And she's learning, you know what she's learning? Okay, my old man's too strong for me. I have no power to stop him. But I'm learning how to get in your presence and let the grace of God arrest that thing. Because all I do is frustrate myself. Why do I keep doing the same thing? Why do I keep doing the same thing? Why do I get this thing won't stop, right? You're learning your discipleship. You're learning is getting in the presence of God, fighting your battles a different way, and letting the Spirit take over. Letting the Spirit take over, Joy. Letting the Spirit take over. I can't stop this. You know when the real dance starts to come? When the Spirit has taken over what you've tried for 30 years to do. And then something from another realm took precedence, where the devil was having a constant holiday, or your old man was having a constant holiday. The Spirit took over, finally. I fight my battles. What's the words, Valisa? I fight a different way or something. This is how I fight my battles. Letting him take over, because the old man too strong for me to do it myself. Then that brings on that dance, you know. Oh, my God. Instead of the dance being sort of just like traditional churchism, you get a church, the music playing, you're going to dance. Whatever. No, I'm dancing because I'm on a higher ground. It's PWM. Dancing on a higher ground. It's a victory dance. It's a victory over self dance. Not even necessarily over the devil dance. It's over self. Self has been conquered in my life that day. And I can dance to highest heaven now because self has no more control. It took me 10 years to get past this crisis. But now I know I have the victory. Listen, this is when I can take the paper and laugh. Because somebody else has taken precedence over this. You know, Abraham was called a Hebrew, you know. And I wrote down what that means, and I want to share that. See, here's God's mind for you. Hebrew means a man that's far beyond, from far beyond. Okay. A man that was from far beyond. No, he was far beyond, let's say, the Euphrates River. He was from beyond the river. He lived on the other side of the river. In other words, his victory was from another realm. It's a realm away. Okay. So when you get on your knees, you touch another realm, Pastor Jerry. Okay. Madras, I need you to stand up. You come from another realm, and you bring life and power. If you could touch her head, you can bring life and power from another realm that cures all of your impotencies and all of your diseases. And your hope arises from somewhere else. From somewhere totally different. Somewhere totally different, right? So what if your old man is diabolical? We've got a heavenly source. But here's our point. Until you recognize you won't try to pull on heaven. But all this morning we want you to do is lay flat, you know, inside yourself. God, I can never do this. I'm worse than I thought I was. You know, I thought Lot was bad. I'm worse than Lot. You know, if Abram came to me and said, take whatever land you want, right? I would say, okay, give me them blessings. And listen what I would have said. This is what I would have said. God just blessed, you know, the blessings just came my way. Right? I would have said that. You see, the Bible says, right? I would have quoted scripture. The Bible says. Because your natural man know the Bible. Somebody said, Satan know the Bible. So does your natural man know the Bible. You understand? Your natural man knows the Bible. Because that's why when stuff go wrong, you quick to want to quote stuff. Ain't no spirit to it. You just got a letter of it. But then there's another thing altogether when life starts to flow. when life starts to flow through this assembly, through this congregation, and people start to say things that come out of them, but not by the flesh, but by the spirit, right? Something different starts coming out of the spirit. The tender shoots start to sprout, but they come from the spirit. Resurrection life starts to come up out of a dead stick. See, I got to get the stick dead first. But once I can get the stick dead, resurrection life starts to flow out of her. The little small miracles start to happen. People start to identify themselves with Christ on a spiritual level and knocking down the flesh. There's a lot in you. Are y'all hearing me? So I'm not saying it from a positive standpoint this morning. I'm saying it from a negative standpoint. There's a lot in you. What kind of preacher are you saying that to me? The one to try to get you to go down in the waters of baptism again. You know what baptism is all about. That baptism is saying, you know why I want to get baptized now? Because I want the spirit to be there. To bury that old stuff that I can't do myself. And I'm identifying with him in his resurrection when I come out of that water. It's a brand new life that I can't, that self can't get involved with. That self keeps crippling us and keeping us away from the promised land. Thank you, Joy. We're moving in a totally different direction, guys. So when you start, you know, we start off small. We start off really, really small. Really small. You know, here's what happens to us. Here's what happens to us. We read the Bible, and for instance, it says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. You think you have a license to go wherever you want it because the word says so. I can go where I want. The word says it. No, you can't. Because that has to be the command from the Holy Ghost, you know. I remember over there in Acts 13, they said, before they said, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas to the work that I have to call them, what did they do? They fast. They were fasting and praying and fasting and praying. In other words, no flesh can be in this. Why didn't they just read the words? Why didn't they just quote Jesus said, go into all the world? Why didn't they just do that? Because they have been child trained. Hey, wait a minute. Even though he said it don't mean I go, it's not just a unqualified. There's some qualifications. Are we growing any? Glow and I coming up through the church world. Some things we want to do. We want to do. I'm like, thank God our pastor shut us down. Because we'd have made some terrible mistakes. Terrible. And look, we got mad, you know. He got mad. They prejudiced, you know. She laughed. It's the truth. We would have been in terrible problems. The flesh profits nothing. Here's the Holy Spirit saying, okay, they think they got, what's the song? We got problems, but the Spirit of God surrounding us. You think you're surrounded by problems? That thing wanted to make me shout. Because he's God's presence around us. But you see, that comes from your saying, flesh, stay down. Get down and stay down because I'm worthless in myself. Right? I mean, myself, in him, I'm worth everything. But in myself, I'm completely worthless. I'm going to allow him to push me forward. If there's a push forward, it's him. He said, see how y'all sound? See how y'all sound? Y'all can get like that. I say, y'all. Me too. Absolutely. Me too. I get like that. That's glow. Ah! It's like that McGruff commercial. Y'all know. Well, here's God. See? See, here's the bad part of you about your being here. Now you know. So when you start complaining to your water, this morning gonna come back. Wait a minute. Problem's me, Bernie. Wait a minute. They might have been wrong, but I'm wronger. I know that's not a word. You understand? They might have been wrong, but all that was Satan sending them to get me in the flesh.
Yes, yes.
And keep me in the flesh. And I stay down. I'm in the wilderness for another. I should be at least tipping over the promised land by now. Wait, I should be at least starting to tip over there. Y'all know that Satan has a scheme to keep you in the natural. I remember Pastor Jerry knows about this. I remember somebody was about, you know, somebody, this person should be here and growing in the spirit by now, by leaps and bounds. But because Pastor Jerry opened her mouth, but because we open our mouths, you know, be careful. Don't tip Satan off. Mm-hmm. Don't tip him off. Because as soon as you tip him off, he said, wait a minute, that's going toward the spirit. I got to send an interceptor, a diversion, right? I got to keep robbing the natural. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to do all that stuff. You don't have to do all that. And that person was trying to get here, and Pastor Jerry said, come on, you know, I mean, I was just teasing about her getting in the natural, but she said, come on, you need to come over here. And as soon as she said, somebody else came and said, well, you know, and they didn't even hear her. They didn't hear her. Satan heard it. Okay, you know you need to go the other way. Do you know how much of that goes on in your life? As soon as you start to say, I'm going to start walking this way, here he's going, somebody else is going to come and say, well, I ain't never heard of that church, you know. Well, I ain't never heard of him. Who's he under? Or whatever. It's precisely the place where God wants you. But Satan talked you out of it. How? Same way he talked Eve out of it. Went through her natural man. Same way he talked Eve out of it. I'm gonna go to her natural part of her. And that natural part said, wait a minute, I'm missing out. I'm missing out. Why do I have to sacrifice? It's the power of the flesh that we have to be continually counting on the Holy Spirit to put it down. It won't happen by willpower. It won't happen by resolutions. It won't happen by sheer, you know, squeezing your fists and clenching your teeth. You get down. You spend 10 minutes with God. Pull me out of this. You spend 10 minutes with God. That's all. Come to me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. It's the 10 minutes with God. And watch the Holy Spirit, the anointing from heaven, take on, you know, this is how I fight my battles. Another realm. I'm a man from beyond now. I'm past the river, you know. There's some things to be said about that, but I won't do it. So here we go. Let's walk in the Spirit. Let's not give room to the natural. Let's not give, you know, God saying, I want spiritual, you know, we are priesthood. They're spiritual people. I want people walking in the spirit with me to hear my voice and get prompted by the spirit. They learn, they're starting to, you know, Joyce texted me yesterday something. She don't even know what it did to me. That's, you know, I said, where'd you get that from? At the particular time, a particular hour, 3:05 today, can launch you into another realm. And you never saw it coming. Somebody that the Spirit sent, who was under his command, sent and said something to you that they don't even realize they said it. But more and more that's happening because we're releasing the old man and let the Spirit take over. And then his deliverance and his joy is so different, right? God, how did this happen? I'm like, God, how did this happen? Because you're starting to get in the spirit with your life. Now you know what real blessings are. When Abraham and Lot finally split, Abraham said, you got to go. As soon as that happened, guys, as soon as it happened, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, I'm going to bless you with a multitude. As soon as they split, and he's just waiting, just wait. As soon as they split, isn't that right? Right? As soon as he left him, I didn't know you had anything. As soon as he left him, what does he say? Lift up your eyes. I've just been waiting for you to let this natural stuff go. I'm going to take the place and go north or south. Man, look at this stuff. All that the land that you see, I will give you and your posterity forever. Listen. So if you read, when you go home and you read just ahead of that, this is when Abraham said, Lot, you got to go. And as soon as he did, this is what happens. You know, in your life, it's the same way. In my life, it's the same way. As soon as we let go of some natural thing, you know, this is the thing about Pastor Mike. There's so much natural on him, you know. I keep praying for him. So I learned this. See, I learned this. And see, this is when we can all receive this together. I want Pastor Mike to receive for me, pray for me. If it's anything in Pastor's life that's natural, God, reveal it to him and let him get through the crisis so he can build an altar before you. Right? And he ain't not trying to put me down. He just knows that a natural man's going to have this stuff. He's not trying to pick on me or anything. I'm praying for Chantel. If whatever is in her life that's natural, Lord, take it down. Reveal it to her. Let her put it off and let her build another altar before heaven. This is aroma. See, so our life and our lives, we keep going through this, just building, we're coming out of the natural into the spiritual. And every time you get into that other realm across that river, your joy picks up. Your purpose picks up. Because your purpose is in the spirit. I don't know how to stop. Pastor Jerry, come close for me. There's a place that God, you know, I really like this song. I keep hearing it. Staple Singers. I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. That's right. Ain't nobody worried. It's just smiling faces. Come on, let me take you, take you, take you. I'll take you there. The Lord will take you there. I think that was so prophetic of them. I don't know if they knew what they were singing or not, but it keeps ringing through me. It's like he's singing it to me, playing like Stan Play on the guitar. Come on. Come on. Let him take you there. Get rid of the natural. Loose you from the strings of the natural world. Amen.
God has given us grace this morning to let Lot go. He's given us the grace to what's in us. To let God go. To grieve not the Holy Spirit. Give no place to the devil. And we always thought that was on the outside. But that's on the inside. When Mike irritates me, what am I going to do? Am I going to give place to the devil and get him straight? Or am I going to grow up spiritually? Because if he irritated me, God's trying to show him that there's Lot in me. Lot's still in me. But I can't get along with someone. It's Abraham and Lot couldn't get along. He's trying to show you there's a lot in you. And Pastor, his name was Lot. But then I think of the definition in the natural of Lot. There's a whole lot. Lot means a whole lot. There's a lot of our flesh in us. In us. And Jesus said one time, Satan is coming, but he have nothing in me. And he was a natural man, flesh and blood, just like we are. He walked this earth to give us an example. So when he come, Christian, he ain't going to find nothing in me. No lot in me. And he'll move on. He'll move on. We have so much struggle because too much lot. There's a lot. A whole big heap. of me, in me. And he's given us grace today. I heard the Holy Spirit. Grace today to separate yourself from the natural and become spiritual. Get rid of Lot. Say, Lord, he's going to allow the Holy Spirit to identify from this day on the Lot that's in us. Like Pastor said, we won't have an excuse. When you want to get angry next week, today she says she ain't put Lot nowhere. When she got ready to leave to go into the spirit, Lot packed his bag and came on with her. Come on, y'all. You say you're gonna go live in the spirit. Lot said, okay, I'm coming with you. You know, I'm gonna live in the guest room. You know, you got a 4-bedroom house and one of them is a guest bedroom. That's where Lot is. Guess what he's going to do to you next? Come on now. We can't. What is he going to do next? In me. Yeah, I see someone in my life growing spiritually. And I know it's God because I see Lot leaving. May I? Give me permission. Look, give me permission. Come here, let me hug you and kiss you. Let me give you permission. My heart, Jesus, my heart is full and I'm rejoicing. I see Lot leaving. This past weekend, there was no anxiety to walk with Lot. To be with Lot. I saw such a peace on this child, Shanique. Oh, my God, was I praising him. I told you I was going to kiss you. You can go back. But it's good stuff when you can see Lot leaving. See, that's my daughter. And she got a whole lot of her Lotness from me. She got a whole lot of her Lotness. See, the next time Cammy act up, she's got some Lotness from you. That's the way why he doing that? Look back. Just look back just a few years, and you'll see you did the very same thing. You walked the very same road. And now that you're trying to get on the narrow road, you're going to look at that one and say, well, what's wrong with her? You just lifted up the foot. You ain't even got in it yet. But we forget how much Lot is in us. We certainly forget, and we don't have mercy and grace for others just because a little bit of Lot has left us. But there's still a whole lot of Lotness that we had to keep putting them under, keep putting them under, especially in families. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Family will hinder you. Family will hold you back. Y'all see, read Genesis 12, 14. You see, Abraham could not hear God. Let me put it this way. Abraham would not obey God until his father died. There always has to be a death of something. Isaiah said, until Uzzah died, I saw the Lord. Something had to die. You got to ask God every day, kill that in me that's holding me back from living in the Spirit. Let it die today. Put it on the cross today. And let it be a divine separation. And it'll never come back. Man, you know when you're growing in the spirit. When Raquel don't upset you anymore. James, you know you're growing in the spirit. Come on, James. James, the brother of Jesus. You know you can live with her in peace. Don't care how much she rat and rage. You go find you a housetop and get on it. That's in Jesus' name. It's better to be on a rooftop than to be in the house with a brawling woman. Lot. We family. So from here on out, everybody that's here today, you're going to be able to identify Lot. this day, you know, tomorrow, oops, that's a lot. Oops, that's a lot. We're going to know now. We're not going to say that's the devil. That's the lot inside of me. Because Jesus said, Satan is coming, but he don't have nothing in me. That thing rings in my heart all the time. God, I don't want to have anything in me. Nothing in me. He was flesh and blood. Yeah, he was human. He was very, very human, but he was very, very divine. He's very, very God. And that's what he's trying to get us to. I know it surpasses our understanding, but he wants us to be human, but very, very human, but very, very divine, and living in the heavenlies all the time. That's what he's trying to take us to. But we can't go with Lot. We cannot go with Lot. Read it. Kill all of Lot in me, Jesus. Please identify it so I can separate myself from it. Chris has a testimony.
I do. Thank you for this word. So Friday, so my prayer life is always show me, the natural man, so that I'm able to identify it and know, oh, that's not God, that's me. And so that's been my prayer. Friday I was reading a book that somebody gave me called, and I'm laughing now because of the title, How We Love Our Kids. How We Love Our Kids. And so in the book, it's broken down into like three parts. The first part talks about different parents. And then the middle part talks about different kids. And so I found myself in the parent section. So one of them was, I'm gonna just tell my testimony. So how God disciplines us, how he wants us to learn, and how he wants us to grow. And so one of them was a controller. And in each section, it listed characteristics and things that those people do. One was a controller. One was a pleaser. One was a victim. One was something else, a vacillator, somebody that goes. Anyway, it wasn't me. And one, it was like six of them. And one was, what was mine, Nana? What was the name of it? One was a giver. My mind's going blank. I'm going to tell you the name of it in a minute. So I read the assessment of it. Oh, avoider. I'm an avoider. So I started reading the assessment, and I was like, oh, my God, I do that. Oh, that's 100% true. Oh, that's 95% true. Oh, that's 100% true. Oh, I'm striking out. And then one of them, here we go, one of them was that I, when something bad happens, I just, if you have kids, you tell them, oh, you're fine. Or if somebody has a problem, oh, you're fine. If I have a problem, oh, I'm fine. And you just move easy. Oh, it's a problem, but you move on. I began to, as a child, I used to hear my mom just say, oh, she's a great kid. She just goes with the flow. Little did I know. See how our parents raise us is still our natural man. So God is now in my life where I am right now identifying how I was raised naturally and how it is contrary to the spirit. And so he's trying to change the natural way that I grew. So I grew to just go with the flow, which was not the spirit. I'm supposed to go with the spirit and not just, oh, it's all right, you're fine. I began to pride myself on the ability to just be all right. I love you. Thank you. So, there were other ones on there, and it was really good. But that was 100% me, an avoider. And it's a very, the book is, at first I was like, this is so natural. This is so natural. I'm not sure if I want to read it. But the Holy Spirit kicked in. And it was like, I had a reason for you to look at this. Just that section. And I began to read it to other people too. That's just me. I just love to share. I just love to give. Amen. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Listen, God is not going to raise up a natural house here. There are going to be some things that hurt. But that's because we are called to live in the Spirit. Pastor Joe, if you could just pray over us, pray over each person, pray over the house in general, and get this through to us by the Holy Ghost.
Father, we thank you this afternoon for a breakthrough. Oh, my God. Thank you for the breakthrough, Jesus, for breaking us through the natural into the Spirit. We can't do it ourselves. We've been struggling and trying, confessing and denying that we are helpless. God, if you don't do this, Holy Spirit, we'll live in the Spirit. Please identify that to us, which is natural. Every person under the sound of my voice, where there is a deep need, and I'm telling y'all, there's a deep need. Because like Chris said, we were raised to be this way in the natural, and we bring it over to the Spirit realm. And we try to make the natural man spiritual, and you can't do it. He's not going to be spiritual. We have to divorce ourselves from him. And only the Holy Spirit can do that. We have to divorce ourselves from the lots. Sometimes it hurt. And yes, it's difficult. But the Holy Spirit is the enabler to reveal what needs to be revealed. And to delete it out of our lives, to divorce it, remove it, and seal us until the day of redemption. That thing will have no stronghold in us anymore. God, we thank you this afternoon for the power of the Holy Spirit that's alive and working amongst us, giving us grace and giving us ability to fall on our knees and lay on our face and say, I'm helpless. Jesus, if you don't do the work, I'll be the same in the next 45 minutes. We do 2-hour prayer watches and come out the same. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us this day. We're asking you to give us the grace and the strength to move away from the lotness in our lives. That which is keeping us from entering into our promises. We want to say that it's God's fault, but no, it's my fault. At 70 that I didn't get what God had for me because I had Lot in me. And he was not going to give it to me as long as Lot was there. We had to move out. Now you're ready, Jerry. Now the husband, now the children, now the grandchildren. Come on now the sisters. Come on, Holy Spirit. Come on. That daughter, that son, he's Lot, she's Lot. You cannot leave him. It takes the Holy Ghost to make a divide. And you're going to still love him in a spiritual way now, but not in a natural way. You're going to flip the coin. You're going to love him in a spiritual way. I know what I'm talking about. God has given me the opportunity to love in the spirit and not love in the natural. To see the Holy Spirit moving, to see God delivering, to see Lot dying, glory to God, to see Sodom and see them coming out. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this word. Now he's going to hold us accountable. He's going to hold us accountable. May 22nd, 2018, I told you to let Lot go. April. April is not May, right? It's April. But he's going to tell us, I told you to let Lot go. He's going to remind us. We're going to start mumbling and grumbling and complaining. He's going to remind us, I'm not moving until Lot leaves. Isn't that horrible? 200 years, 70, 50, 40 years. And the Holy Spirit is just waiting for us to say, take Lot. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus in the place of Lot. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. So, Father, I thank you today that you're sealing this word in us. And it will grow and grow and grow and grow until we can say like Jesus, Satan is coming, but there's nothing in me. There's nothing in me. Oh, it can happen. And it is happening, honey. It's going on. It's going on. Yeah, we got some things that we need to get rid of, but there's some things that we have gotten rid of. We've killed a lot in that area. In this area, in this area. But he don't want us to be self-righteous and say, oh, a lot is completely gone. Oh, no. Until you start seeing signs and wonders and miracles and receiving your prosperity and your blessing, there's some lot still there. That's the only reason. It's not, we're not breaking through to that. So we thank God today that you will seal these words in our heart, that the natural man must die. He must die. That we can walk in the Spirit and live in the Spirit. That's our desire. And we ask that you would fulfill it by the will of the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.